I wonder if I could first just attempt to an answer to Brother Bernie's question about faith, because we're told many times in this gospel about believing. And actually, the end of verse 20, or chapter 20, it tells us these things were written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. So I think that confirms that that's for us. Secondly, what the brethren have said, two things that we doubt so much that we lose sight of so easily, I do, the love and the power of the Lord Jesus. And it's striking how in this gospel those things are brought together. When the Lord came to Lazarus's grave, he wept with Mary, and then by the word of his power, he raised Lazarus from the dead. Here we have, we've just heard, children. The Lord doesn't come and lash out at them, but that word of relationship, the word used in 1 John of the little children, I understand, in the family of God. Those who, as was said, belong to him. Children, have ye any meat? What love in that word. He loves us. But then the power. The power. It was striking to me, Genesis 1, when man was created, the first thing said to be under his dominion is the fish of the sea. And yet here, as well as in Luke 5, they have to confess, we don't have that dominion. We've lost it, in my words. But here's the one who has that dominion. Here's the one who has that power. And so we can simply say, cast the net on the right side of the ship, and you'll find. And they did. And so we can trust him. We can trust his love, and we can trust his power, and we can willingly obey.